Okay. So you can watch us live on Facebook. You can also see us on YouTube Live. Again, this is the I Can Do It Virtual Fitness and Health Camp. If you want more information or if you need to register, please comment or email me. All right. So we have an assessment tracker that hopefully you've been using during camp, and every day that you complete a skill or a workout or an activity, or even things like what you eat, I'd like you to track. So for example, if you completed mobility on Monday, I'd like you to put an X in that box, okay? And try to keep track each week. What you can do is copy and paste. And if you are having issues hearing me, please let me know. You can copy and paste this into your own Google Doc. And after you put it in your own Google Doc, you'll be able to share that with me after camp. So for 4 weeks, I'd like you to track your progress in camp. We have a lot of different assessments that I'd like you to try to reflect on each week. And that's in the I Can Do It checklist. Okay, if you have any questions regarding this assessment tracker, please email me. I'd really like you to track everything that you're doing. Okay, so even if you vacuum the floor, maybe you could put upstairs. Okay, so maybe you vacuumed upstairs. Okay, maybe you sweep the kitchen. Okay, so on what days of the week were you doing these things? Okay, and try to track your progress. Sleep, how many hours? Breathing, are you practicing your breathing exercises? We're gonna learn some today. How much water are you drinking? Maybe you're drinking 80 ounces. That would be a good goal. Veggies, are you eating veggies? Maybe maybe like 3 servings you could write, okay? So that would be an example of how you can track. Red plants, purple plants. So you could put apple here if it was a red plant, or you could put raspberries, okay? And then reflect each day, how you feel, any accomplishments, any goals for the following day. Okay, and then also you can keep track of your fitness, and we're going to go more, we're going to go over this more in depth on Friday. Your video archives will be uploaded in this Google Slides daily for the next 4 weeks. Make sure you log on if you haven't watched them. Here's some more resources if needed. I have created pages specifically for each day. So Mobility Monday, you can simply click here and watch the YouTube. Tabata Tuesday, although it's not technically Tabata, we call it Tabata Tuesday, right? We're gonna eventually get to Tabata training, but we're adapting to start. Workout Wednesday, 9 a.m. Health Talk Thursday, 1 p.m. This should actually read 11 a.m. Okay. So make sure that you click on those if you haven't already. And we are here, Health Talk Thursday, 1 p.m. It's Thursday, May 28th. We're going to talk about breathing. Yeah, believe it or not, it's a time where a lot of us are stressed and there is a respiratory disease. And so I think that's pretty relevant. We're going to talk about our morning cars. We're going to talk about plants and foods today, and we're also going to, not correct this while we're live. Okay, so here's our camp overview and questions. So if you're in the Zoom chat, thank you for joining us. If you can hear me, go ahead and give me a Seahawks, yeah, big yeah. Give me a yeah with exclamation point. There we go. All right, we got one. Can we get all 4? Yes, there we go. 3. And one more, come on. All right. We'll go 3 for 4. All right. So today we'll have some questions for you in the Zoom chat. I'd like you to answer. We're going to go over some cars, understanding wellness, instant activity, understanding stress. We'll do some instant activities in between each of these activities. We'll talk about the respiratory system and breathing exercises, nutritional food groups, scavenger hunt, and some closure. So how do you feel today? Go ahead and answer that question. If you're in the Zoom chat, how do you feel today? What are your energy levels? Do you feel good today? Feel positive today? Feel negative today? Any type of feeling. So go ahead and answer that in our Zoom chat. Okay, tired, it's raining, yeah. Hasn't rained here yet, waiting for it. It's gonna water our grass, so I'm actually happy about that. Okay, so feeling good today, got 8 hours of sleep, yeah. I've been averaging 8 hours of sleep most nights. I think a lot of us are getting more sleep. Do you feel better that you're sleeping more? Okay, one person's tired, maybe stay up too long last night or couldn't get to sleep. So how did you sleep last night? Okay, tell us how you slept and how much water have you drank today? Those are really important, right? How much did you sleep? We want to get at least 8 hours of sleep. How much water have you drank? Some people like to say that you want to measure your weight and then divide half of that weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds divided by 2, you would get 100 pounds. So transfer that to ounces, 100 ounces. They'd say a 200-pound person might want to drink 100 ounces of water. I've heard that before. What are your opinions on drinking water? How much water do you drink? And why do you think water is so important? Five hours last night, yeah. I have not drank any water today. So let's go ahead and get some water, everyone. If you haven't had any water today, let's go ahead and drink some water. Okay, make sure that you did though. Okay. So what activities have you performed today? Have you done any activities today? I told myself I was gonna run right before this class, but I didn't get there because I was preparing for this class. So what physical activities have you done today? We've talked about how you felt today. Some people feel good. Some people feel tired. Some people feel tired and stressed. If you got kids, yeah, you're not going to be getting sleep, right? So, I mean, I don't know what that's like yet, but hopefully I'll get there. I have not drank water today. 7 hours of sleep, morning walk. Okay, I went for my morning walk as well. I think that's the most important thing you can do is wake up, drink some water. Wake up with a positive mindset, right? Don't want to be negative. I know sometimes I can be pretty negative in the morning, but I need to work on being more positive in the morning. Sleeping 8 hours at least. How much water have you drank? Making sure that you're drinking water as soon as you wake up, 20 ounces. If you can, and walk, and then try to go for a walk. So does anyone wake up and go for a walk? Just say yes or no. Do you wake up and go for walks? Yes or no? I think it's important to wake up and go for a walk. Go outside, walk a mile, and come home. I promise you, you do that every single day, you'll feel so much better. And then have your breakfast, and then, you know, get ready for your day and do what you got to do, right? Well, obviously, the first thing we want to do is our cars. We'll talk about that later. What are your stress levels 1 to 5? Okay, what are your stress levels 1 to 5? So 1 will be low stress. 1 will be low stress. And 5 will be high stress. So what are your stress levels 1 to 5? 1 will be low. 5 would be high. Okay, we got one person says 3, one person says 2. Okay, yeah, I'd say 2, 3. I think 2. Today between 3 and 4, okay, maybe a little higher. Okay, and now how do you cope with that stress? We're gonna talk about that today too. All right, controlled articular rotations or CARs. Now, whether you're able to understand controlled articular rotations and what that means, we'll just call it CARs, okay? So CARs or controlled articular rotations are a form of mobility training that we talk about. And it's important to perform these each and every single day. Why? Well, this is something straight from FRC and Dr. Spina. This the prescription of CARs on a regular basis acts to maintain valuable ranges of motion by providing signaling for tissue remodeling to allow for maximal tissue elongation and range of motion maintenance. Engaging training all articular mechanoreceptors on a regular basis, afferent training, preventing maturation of fibrotic tissue, delaying preventing the onset of osteoarthritis and articular health and longevity. So whether that makes sense to you or not, what we want to get out of this is that we want to do this on a regular basis. Okay, so think about it as something that you do when you wake up each and every single day. Okay, so with that being said, let's go ahead and do some CARs. We're going to go ahead and check this document out. All right, let's just see if I can add my face somewhere or my body. Let's see if I can get this to work. All right. All right, say yes or no if you can see me right now. I'm not sure. Yes, you can actually see me. All right, I'm trying to find my video. Are you at this angle right here? Give me a yes or no. Okay. I'm trying to find my screen here. Apologize if you are live. We're having some technical difficulties. Portion of screen. Yeah, I'm not sure why I can't see myself, so I guess trying to find my head position here. All right, so y'all can see me on the Zoom, but they can't see me live right now. So that's the only thing I'm trying to figure out. All right. All right, I guess I have to kind of go off live here real quick. And let me try something else. Okay, I'm just trying to figure out, oh, there I am. Jeez. Okay. We're going to go ahead and now we got this figured out. All right. Now we're going to go ahead and fix this. Sorry about that. What screen can you see? Can you see the Facebook screen? Is that correct? And me as well on there? Just say yes or no. Okay. I see the laptop screen. Okay. Might have to switch it to that then. Okay. Now can you see me in the laptop? All right, let me know if you can see me right now. I see a lot in you. Okay, so you see me on the side. Okay, cool. All right, perfect. I'm just changing something up. Sorry about that. Again, if you have to head out early, that's fine. I understand. All right. All right. Camera issues again. All right, well, it's not gonna work, so we'll just continue here. I'll just have to screen record a different way. Go ahead and stop sharing there. All right. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and start with our cars. Go ahead and stand up. I'll get our cars on this side of the screen for you. All right. So go ahead and stand up, or you can do the seated, just like this. So whether you're standing or seated, let me get this over here. Go ahead and flex the head and neck down, rotate, bend into the side, extend, rotate to the other side, flex down, all the way around one more time, up, back, and around. And let's go two rotations the other way. All the way around. Keep going, one more rotation. And all the way down. Okay, from here you can do this standing or seated. We're gonna bring our hands over the head or behind the head. We're gonna have the hands behind the head as much as we can. And then we're gonna extend the arms or the elbows. Internally rotate at the shoulders, reach back, and we're going to try to bend those elbows. If you're standing, we're going to try to go up the back, and then from here we're going to extend the elbows, externally rotate, and then bring the hands behind the head. Okay, now let's try scapula. We're going to go up, back, down, and forward, up, back, down and forward. Go back and up, forward and down, back, up, forward and down. Let me get these pictures straight here for you. Okay, so let's try that again. Up, forward, down and back, up, forward, down and back. Let's go the other way, forward, up, back and down, forward, up, back and down. All right, we'll do one more. We're gonna do the T-spine. Okay, so go ahead and give yourself a hug. We're gonna flex down, just our upper back, just like this. And then from here, we're going to rotate our body. Try not to bring your hips with you. Rotate. And bend into the side. Flex forward and down all the way to the other side. Bend into that side. Extend back. Rotate to the other side. Bend. Flex down all the way around. All the way to the other side and extend. And we're going to rotate. Let's go the other direction. Bend. Flex into that side, rotate all the way to the other side, bend and extend, rotate, bend, flex down, all the way around, bend into the other side, and extend. All right. So go ahead and comment and let me know how that felt for you. All right. Let's go ahead and get to our Google Doc. All right, so we just went over the controlled articular rotations of the upper body. Obviously, you can do the knees and ankles, and you can do your wrists as well while you're watching this. So feel free to kind of move those joints in those controlled articular rotations or cars during this. So if you want to stand up and move, if you want to stand up and stretch while you're watching this, you don't have to be seated. So you can get up, walk around a little bit, you know, listen to the class in your AirPods. So here's the CARS link if you want to go over the document, and then I also have a YouTube video that you can perform, okay? Understanding wellness, okay? So understanding wellness is, this module is going to come directly from the NCSF Certified Personal Trainer. Okay, so what does wellness mean, okay? The evolution of health, so traditional, contemporary and key concept. Let's just focus on these components. Okay, there's physical health, mental health, emotional health, intellectual health, social health, and environmental health. Okay, so these are the components of wellness. So this is what we mean by health. Okay, what we mean really is wellness. So health is now something we call wellness. And there are different types of health here, as you see, physical, so your strength, mental, your mind, emotional, your feelings, intellectual, your brain and your capacity to learn, okay? Social health, the way you are able to communicate with others, and environmental health, how you communicate with the environment and outside environment, you know? All right, healthy behaviors is wellness. A healthy lifestyle reflects positive behaviors that benefit one physical or mental health being. Okay. Person who lives a healthy lifestyle avoids stress and negative health behaviors. So go ahead and write an example of a stressful or negative health behavior if you're in our Zoom chat. Okay. Eat nutritionally appropriate foods. So go ahead and write some nutritional foods in the Zoom. Go ahead and talk about some positive relationships, enjoying positive relationships. So describe a positive relationship that you have with somebody and engage in routine physical activity. So write one routine activity you feel like you have to perform every single day and write all that down on a piece of paper. And those are some healthy behaviors. So how do you avoid stress and negative health behaviors? How do you eat nutritionally appropriate foods? How do you enjoy positive relationships? And how do you engage in routine physical activity? So make sure you're able to answer that question. Health behavior risks. So these are some risks associated with contributors to premature health decline. So if you are inactive, physically inactive, that's actually the fourth leading cause of death. Inadequate sleep is a prevent. Well, hold on, we got one person here. Okay, nice. Okay, poor diet, chronic stress, dehydration, obesity, tobacco use, alcohol consumption, and poor emotional health. Out of all those common contributors to premature health decline, I want you to answer what one of those do you need to improve on, OK? Okay. What one of those do you need to prove on the most? Is it is it your sleep? Is it your physical activity? Do you feel like you need to lose some weight? Do you feel like you should lower your alcohol consumption or quit your tobacco use? What health risk behavior do you feel like you need to quit? Okay. Common health disorders and disease. Some common health disorders and disease include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, or high fat, high blood, high heart rate, arterial sclerosis, diabetes, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, cancer, depression, stroke, and systemic inflammation. If you know somebody with a common health disorder and disease, I want you to write down one thing you think about that may limit that person's chances of getting that disease. So write one activity or physical activity or health behavior that could lower someone's risk for disease. So write one thing you think you could do to lower diabetes or to lower your risk of cancer or lower your risk of depression. What are some things that we can do to combat these health risk behaviors? Physical activity, primary contributor to health. So we talked about this, physical activity. Physical inactivity is a fourth leading cause of death. Among adults and older adults, physical activity can lower the risk of early death, coronary heart disease, and stroke, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, colon cancer, falls, and depression. Among children and adolescents, physical activity can improve bone health, cardiorespiratory fitness, muscular fitness, body composition, if overweight, social development, and confidence. So physical activity, as you see here, research shows that if there's one thing that is proven, and that is physical activity, and it's one thing that you can really appreciate because it's the only way we can get around is movement, right? We need bone health to move. We need cardiorespiratory fitness to sustain long bouts of training. We need that to improve our health because we need a strong immune system to prevent diseases and cancers, such as, the ones that we've talked about, diabetes, coronary heart disease, and so forth. So physical activity versus exercise. So physical activity is any purposeful, voluntary, and repeated movement that increases metabolism above rest. And exercise is planned, structured, and repetitive movements performed to improve or maintain a component of physical fitness. Exercise can qualify as physical activity, but physical activity may not be exercise. It is based on relevant intensity and the potential for adaptation. So exercise is a little bit more specific than physical activity. Physical activity can be very generalized. It can be gardening, walking, going outside and playing some sports with your friends, playing tag, that type of thing. Exercise is more routine and planned and structured because you're trying to improve and have some type of goal. Principles that we should be aware of: overload, progression, specificity. As far as breaking this down, stress must be applied beyond that which the body is accustomed to, promotes adaptation. Basically, the principle of overload means that we have to add load, right? Overload. Principle of progression. Once the body is adapted to the level of stress, additional stress is needed to promote further adaptation. So you must progress as you're adapting. And that's how you're going to stress capabilities. Specificity. Adaptation occur in response to specific stress. Exercise must be matched to reflect fitness goals. So if your son or daughter who's participating, or if you, the participant, have a goal, you have to work on those goals, and we need to focus on what is going to make that goal and that outcome better through the use of movement and exercise. Okay, we don't really have to go over too much more about the wellness. I just want to kind of go over some of these things, like elastic versus plastic. Might be a little bit too technical, but elastic response occurs with unaccustomed level of stress, but the system reverts back to the starting condition once the stimulus of stress is removed. So elastic response doesn't last long. A plastic response lasts longer, okay? It's when we actually have a chronic adaptation, okay? Physical activity guidelines, we want 150 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 minutes of aerobic activity per week for baseline health benefits. So this is the minimum, 150 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 minutes of vigorous aerobic activity per week. So parents, caretakers, participants, students, if we're not getting 150 minutes, that's an issue, okay? A mix of moderate vigorous activity of less of 10 or less than minutes or 10 or more minutes can result in the same type of benefit. And combined with strength training twice a week and exerting 1,000 calories a week, you're getting the baseline fitness. But if you want full fitness benefits, if you want to increase your physical fitness, you need to increase your aerobic activity and exert 2,000 calories a week compared to the 1,000 calories a week. So you want to make sure that you know that you're burning at least 2,000 calories a week if you want fitness benefits. Remember that physical inactivity is the fourth leading risk factor for death worldwide. 80% of the population do not meet these guidelines, and that is something that you, the participant, the parent of the participant, the mentors in this class, need to understand that you have to be physically active every single day. And physical activity levels can be quantified. Okay, you can cycle at a pace of less than 10 miles per hour, water aerobics, gardening, walking at less than or equal to 3 miles per hour, tennis, snorkeling, yoga, golf, playing frisbee, shoveling light snow. That would be moderate intensity exercises. How many minutes per week? At least 150 minutes, okay? Vigorous activities, jogging, running, or repeated sprinting, swimming laps, aerobic dance class, cycling at a pace of more than 10 miles per hour, downhill skiing, jumping rope, yard work, karate, martial arts, class participation, circuit weight training, team sport and play, basketball. So this would be vigorous. So you could also have 75 minutes of vigorous activity a week. So that would be just as good as 150 minutes of moderate intensity. But we want to get at least 150 moderate and 75 vigorous. Okay? All right. Instant activity. Find one thing in your house that best represents you. Come back and show the class. All right. Or tell the class what that is. Okay. I'm going to find mine. You find yours. You can show us, or you can just tell us in the chat box. All right. So go ahead and tell us. Even if you're not going to show us in the chat box, I want you to, or if you're not going to show us in the video, go ahead and show us in the chat box. So tell us what it is in the chat box. So tell us in the chat box, what is one thing in your house that best represents you, and show us, show it to the class. Okay. And I'll make sure that I don't record anyone's faces or anything like that. Here. All right, everyone. Oh, there we go. All right, Kaylin, you can go first.
Okay. Mine's just my planner because I'm a big planning person.
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah. All right, come here, you.
Who's that little person?
This is Jaren. I babysit him Monday through Friday. Okay. And then I have another boy on the couch.
Okay. Let me see if I can. All right, anyone else? have something they want to show. Or you can just put it in the chat box. That's okay. All right, so my thing that I have here, let's see if I can find myself again. Okay. This is a Weber's Automotive, dates back to 1932 here, if you can read that. So this is a article from the Tonawanda News from 1985, a year after I was born. And this is Weber's Automotive, where my father and grandfather worked and my uncles worked. And there they are right there. So I like to look at that as something meaningful in my house, because it says auto repair shop. And I like to think of myself as a human repair service, right? So I try to repair humans, like try to help you move better. So anybody else want to share anything? Go ahead and let us know. Anybody else want to share anything? Chose your art, cool. Anybody else? All right, so let's go ahead and get back. Let's see where to go. All right. Let's do one more. Let's see what we got here. Okay. All right. Now find one thing in the ground in your house you can pick up and put where it belongs. So I want you to go somewhere in your house right now, and you have to find something that shouldn't be there, like maybe some clothes on the ground. And you have to go pick it up and you have to go put it away. So let's go ahead and do that. All right, I found a couple things. Hopefully you pick something up, have a sip of water, and then go ahead and tell us what you picked up at your house and where did you have to put it. All right, now we're gonna talk about understanding stress. Stress is a reaction to a situation where a person feels threatened or anxious. Stress can be positive. We can be preparing for a wedding and we could be very stressed about that, or negative, dealing with a natural disaster like a hurricane or something like coronavirus. So a lot of us may have been experiencing more stress more than lately, and this can kind of make us think negatively and we might get anxious, and this can lead to poor health outcomes. So how do you manage your stress? So first, go ahead and answer that in the chat box. How do you manage your stress? Tell us what you think. How do you manage your stress? So tell us one way that you manage your stress. Okay. For me, gardening or landscaping, and what I mean by gardening, I mean watering the plants and hosing things down and kind of going outside, or landscaping, kind of doing the mulch, you know, stuff around the house, mowing the lawn, that type of thing. That's kind of what I like to do when I'm stressed out. I don't really think about anything. Talking on the phone with family. I really like to hang out with people. I really like to talk to my family. I really just like to vent to them sometimes. Structured workouts. I feel like those really help me, because if I don't have structure, then I kind of get more stressed. Plans and goals. If I don't have a plan or a goal, I get stressed because I'm not thinking of that I'm doing anything. A to-do list, that usually lowers my stress because I know I've done everything I could have done that day because I planned it. Reflect on your accomplishments and try to reflect back on the things I've done that have helped people instead of hurt people. And give encouragement and lift others who need your support. So go ahead and tell me one way you manage your stress. Painting, walks, cleaning. Put some in there. Candles. Cleaning, therapy. Okay, yep. Having a counselor or a therapist, really important, really beneficial. Awesome. Okay. So we added in some people from the Zoom class, candles, book before bed, walks, cleaning, therapy, and painting. So these are some ways that we can manage our stress. Okay. Tips for coping with your stress. So these are some ways you can cope with your stress. These are from the CDC. So they want you to take care of yourself. Eat healthy, well-balanced meals, exercise on a regular basis, get plenty of sleep, give yourself a break. If you feel stressed out, give yourself a break, take a break. Talk to others, share your problems and how you are feeling and coping with a parent, friend, counselor, doctor, or pastor. Avoid drugs and alcohol. These may seem to help, but they can create additional problems and increase the stress you are already feeling. Take a break. If news events are causing you stress, take a break from listening or watching the news and recognize when you need more sleep. If problems continue or you are thinking about suicide, talk to a psychologist, social worker, or professional counselor. So that would be something that you'd really want to talk to somebody about, okay? So coping with stress, take care of yourself. Eat healthy, exercise, get lots of sleep, and give yourself a break. Talk to others, share your problems, okay? All right, so the respiratory system. So this is our next topic for today, the respiratory system. And we chose the respiratory system because of the COVID-19 crisis and people have been thinking about how can I improve my lung function? And your lung function is really important. Let me go ahead and view this as a, okay. So every cell in the body needs oxygen in order to live. At each cell in your body, oxygen is exchanged for a waste gas called carbon dioxide. Your bloodstream then carries this waste gas back to the lungs, where it's removed from the bloodstream and then exhale. As we inhale, the diaphragm contracts and lowers to allow more capacity in the lungs. So as you inhale, the diaphragm moves down, and as you exhale, the diaphragm pushes up, and there's the diaphragm here. And as you see, it goes down when you inhale, and it goes up when you exhale. The lungs get bigger when you inhale, so when the lungs get bigger, the diaphragm has to contract by moving downward to give more space to the lungs. And as it relaxes, it goes up, and the lungs get smaller. Okay, the diaphragm is like a balloon, 360-degree circle that encompasses the core. We really like to call the diaphragm the core of the core. So as far as exercising and breathing is concerned, national guidelines recommend that all adults get 30 minutes of moderate physical activity 5 days a week or 150 minutes. It doesn't have to be formal exercise program to be beneficial. Some examples include those that we talked about before, like walking, biking, gardening, house cleaning. Aerobic activities and muscle strengthening activities can benefit your lungs. Aerobic activities like walking, running, or jumping rope give your heart and lungs the kind of workout they need to function efficiently. Muscle strengthening activities like weightlifting or Pilates build core strength, improving your posture, and toning your breathing muscles. Breathing exercises in particular can strengthen your diaphragm and train your body to breathe more deeply and more effectively. So let's go ahead and start some breathing exercises. Step one, relax your neck and shoulders. Step two, inhale slowly through your nose. One, two, 3. And as you inhale, balloon the waist 360 and keep the shoulders and neck relaxed. Exhale, pucker the lips and blow out as twice as long as your inhale for 6 seconds. And then repeat. So we're going to try that together. Okay, so go ahead and relax everything. Go ahead and inhale for 1. Balloon the belly. 2. Keep the shoulders and neck relaxed. 3. And hold. And exhale, pucker your lips and blow out for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's try it again. Inhale slowly through your nose. As you inhale, balloon the waist 360. Keep the shoulders and neck relaxed. And exhale, pucker your lips, blow out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And go ahead and inhale for 1, 2, 3. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's get 2 more. Inhale for 1, 2, 3. Hold it. Exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One more. Let's go big inhale through your nose, nice and slow. Fill the balloon in your waist. Keep the shoulders and neck relaxed. Pucker the lips and exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep exhaling, keep exhaling, keep exhaling, and push it all out, push it all out, push it all out. And take a big inhale. And exhale, relax. Okay, that's one breathing exercise from the lung organization, lung.org. So I got that straight from lung.org. Okay, box breathing. We're going to go ahead and try box breathing. So box breathing is, imagine a box. Every time you see a box or a square or a rectangle, I want you to think about box breathing from now on. Anytime you see a phone, a box, a square, a shed, a window, a screen, a monitor, whatever you want to call it, any box, I want you to think of box breathing. So what we're going to do is we're going to inhale for 4, hold for 4, exhale for 4, hold again for 4, and then inhale. So it's going to be an inhale, hold, exhale, hold. On the top of the box is your inhale. On the bottom of your box is your exhale. And on both sides of the box is your hold. It's called box breathing. So let's go ahead and try that. Ready? Here we go. Inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4. Last one. Inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 1, 2, 3, and 4. And take your last big inhale and exhale it all out. Big inhale and big exhale. All right. So how many squares did we fill? We got 1. Let's see, shapes, squares. All right, so we got 1, 2, 1, 2. Let me see if I can get this. Oops. Don't want that. here. I don't know what just happened. Okay. So we completed 4 boxes. Okay. 4 boxes. What that means is each box contains 16 seconds of focused breathing. And what you can do is if you multiply 16 times 4, and you're going to get 64 seconds. So that was a full minute of focused breathing. And then every single day, what you can do is every time you complete your box breathing, you can add a box to a drawing board. You can use your pen and pencil. You can use a pen and paper, and create your own boxes. And then you can also have your students, or you can have your mom or dad or your brother or sister. They can see how many boxes you can get, how many times you can think about your breathing, and then it can actually become a fun math game. So this is called box breathing, and people can focus on their box breathing, and it's just a good way to focus on lung capacity and lung health. All right, so food groups. All right, there are 5 different food groups, and all do you know what different food groups there are? Fruits, vegetables, grains, dairy, and protein. Okay, dairy is considered a food group by the FDA and MyPlate. Some people can't have dairy, so you might have different options for dairy. As far as how many cups of fruit you should have per day, you should have at least 1 to 2. Vegetables, 1 to 3. Grains, 3 to 8 ounces. Dairy, 2 to 3 cups. Or have a substitute like almond milk or soy milk, and then you can have protein, 2 to 6.5 ounces per day. Okay. As far as my plate portions, fruits and vegetables should make up half of a healthy plate. So healthy plates should be consistent of fruits and vegetables on one side, grains and proteins on another, and either some source of dairy or calcium source. Okay. You want to have colorful fruits and vegetables if you have them available. A healthy meal should include fruits and vegetables. It should include important vitamins and minerals, protein, grains, and some type of source of calcium. But many non-dairy sources of calcium, such as almond and rice milk, have enough calcium for you. So those are also recommended. Okay, let's go up to our let's go back to our instant activity. I want you to find one food item that you believe is healthy and one food item you believe is unhealthy. Grab it from the pantry or refrigerator and come back. So go ahead and find something healthy and something unhealthy, and I want you to come back, and I want you to either write in the text box what you brought back, or I want you to show us. All right, so go ahead and find that and come back. I already have my stuff. When you come back, you can either show us a screen to show us, or you can just chat it in the box. And I'm interested to see what you think is healthy and what you think is unhealthy. Okay, so go ahead and chat it in the box.
Okay. I mean, I have cucumbers that are already cut up.
All right. Cucumbers.
Oatmeal cream pies, because my husband's addicted to them.
Cream pies.
Yes.
Nice. What do we got in the chat? Peppers, chocolate milk. Blueberries, healthy Snickers bar. Nice. Healthy avocado and fruit and unhealthy fruit snack. Yep, I think, there's a lot of people that buy those fruit snacks. I'm one of them. I know they're not good for you, but I eat them. That, why not just eat an apple, right? So I have here some food items that we're going to talk about for the food item of the week. Okay, so today's food item of the week is oatmeal and blueberries. Okay, oatmeal and blueberries. Okay, oatmeal and blueberries, why? I believe because they have B vitamins, and B vitamins are really important for your metabolism and energy. They have complex carbs, which is really good for fuel. It's a really good source of antioxidants, blueberries, really good for your eyes. There's a lot of fiber in oatmeal. There's 14% of your daily value is in one serving size, and whole grain. Okay, and one serving size of this Red Mill extra thick rolled oats, there's 50 grams per serving of whole grain. So you know it's healthy, and you know that your body's going to use that to produce good energy. And so that is the food. Those are my two food items of the week. Calories. Okay, what is a calorie? Okay, a calorie is a unit of energy. Okay, so calories we burn can either be more or less than calories we eat. And if we look, if we see that if we eat more, the scale tips to the right. If we were to burn more, the scale would tip to the left. So you try to equal out what you burn and what you eat and try to maintain a healthy body weight. So finding a healthy body weight is as simple as Googling what is a healthy body weight. And for your gender, age, and other factors, it will just depend. Okay, and we'll talk more about weight in future classes. So calorie density in food. Some foods have higher amounts. So as far as calories go, there's 0.15 calories per gram of lettuce. That is very, very low. What does that mean? That means you can eat a ton of lettuce. You can eat a ton of spinach. You can eat a lot of watermelon. Okay, there's not a lot of calories in it, but watermelon has high amounts of sugar. So if you're a diabetic, that might not be the best thing. So you just have to understand that although watermelon has low calories, it might have high sugar. These are important to note because you can think about your calories being yellow or green or red light foods. So if you're trying to reduce calories, you might want to lower the amount of butter or lower the amount of olive oil or peanuts or mayonnaise or french fries or raisins or mozzarella cheese, things that have high density calories, right? Whereas things like carrots, milk, grapes, potatoes, apples, brown rice, tuna, and even white rice are on the lower density. So there are foods like nuts and oils that are higher density, and then fruits and vegetables are lower density. So just know that different foods can have higher and lower amounts of density. How much exercise does it take to burn off calories? So time it takes to burn off calories in minutes. Walking 3 to 5 miles per hour, so walking at a fast pace, or running at 5 miles per hour. So if you drink something sugary, like a soft drink, it takes you 26 minutes of walking to burn that sugary soft drink off, or 13 minutes of running. If you take a standard chocolate bar, it would take 42 minutes of walking or 22 minutes of running. A cereal bowl, 31 minutes of walking and 16 minutes of running. Something like a blueberry muffin that has 265 calories would take 48 minutes to walk off or 25 minutes to burn off, if that's what you were trying to base your calories off. Something like a sandwich, chicken and bacon, it would take an hour and 22 minutes to burn by walking or 42 minutes to run. And something like a pack of crisps or potato chips, 171 calories would be 31 minutes of walking or 16 minutes of running. So exercise and burning different foods is related to the density of the calories inside of that food. So closure questions, okay? I want you to see if you can name one component of wellness out of the six that we talked about, okay? I want you to see if you can name one health risk behavior. See if you can name a common health disorder we talked about. We talked about this a lot. How many minutes per week should one exercise at least? And I want you to private message me your answers, so don't share these with the class. How many calories should we burn per week to increase fitness? Where does the diaphragm go when you inhale? And what are benefits of deep, deep breathing? Okay, so I want you to, before you head out today, I want you to see if you can answer these closure questions. And then after you've wrote down your closure questions, I want you to go outside. I want you to go walk. I want you to get some water. I want you to move around, and I want you to do your cars. And we'll have Fitness Friday tomorrow at 3 p.m. We hope to see you there. And if you're in our Zoom chat right now, I just want you to see if you can answer these seven questions for me without looking at the PowerPoint. Okay. And after you've done these questions, you can head out for today. And I appreciate everyone for making it to camp. And if you want to stick around and hang out and talk, I will be here for a couple extra minutes. If you want to hang out and talk to people in the class, I will be turning the live off. All right. So thank you, everyone, and have a good day. Oh, and here are the resources from Health Talk Tuesday. This should say Thursday. So let me fix that. Okay, so resources from Health Talk Thursday. We have our CARS routine. I have a YouTube, Understanding Wellness. I'm giving you that PowerPoint here, respiratory system and lungs, information regarding that, 360-degree breathing. So this is going to be your homework. You're going to click on the 360-degree breathing, and I'd like you to add that to your breathing exercises. So when you are charting your fitness, and let me go find the assessment folder. Oops, where are we going here? All right. So if you would like to track your breathing now, you could write 16 boxes. You could write, or let's just, you could write, let's see, what do we do today? 4 boxes. You could also write 360. So what I expect you to do for homework is 360 breathing. So when you turn in your assessment tracker to me after 4 weeks or after each week, I'd like you to have in these 360s in there, okay? So your homework today for camp is to try the 360 breathing. Okay, I'm gonna leave you with that. If you're dealing with a lot of stress, you can use this stress website from the CDC. And if you want more information on nutritional guidelines and what we talked about, how to create your plate, you can go to CDC nutritional guidelines, okay? If you have any other questions, you can email me or comment, and we'll see y'all later. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and stop the recording. Well, I'll be able to edit it out, so let's see. All right, anybody have any questions before y'all head out? Let me know if you got any questions.
I have a question.
Sure.
My question's about the lesson plan.
Sure.
I don't know why I'm struggling with it, but for the sequence of activities, so I'm doing the like follow the leader with locomotives and non-locomotives.
Is it from one of the resources?
Yes.
Okay.
So for that, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, for the description cues and adaptations, like, what to do. So
give me an example of one of the skills that you're going to, that you plan on teaching.
So for, I want to teach, like, the difference between locomotives and non-locomotives by doing the follow the leader. So, like, listening to a song and, like, being able to, like, run around as a locomotive and then staying in place as a non-locomotive.
Like a manipulative skill?
Sorry?
You mean a manipulative skill? Like something like taking a ball and manipulating it around your waist or throwing it up and catching it or bouncing a ball?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you giving the students choices or is it follow the leader? They get to do their own thing.
Well, I was going to give them choices.
Okay. So you're just going to give them choices. And then for each choice, have an option, whether it be adaptable for somebody that utilizes a wheelchair or not, just think of some type of regression and some type of progression. So for example, for let's just say skipping, a progression for skipping would be side skipping. That's a lot harder. And then a reduction of skipping could be marching.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I was trying to figure out ways to.
Yeah, and that's where you have to kind of think outside the box, or kind of like think, well, what if somebody? Let's just kind of almost imagine a disability, like somebody who's blind. You know, like for individuals, you know, and you could just, if you wanted to, add in different adaptations as you would see fit for different disabilities, and that kind of opens it up. You know, for you to say, oh, I could regress for somebody that utilizes a wheelchair for skipping and they can do punching for regression. So like a regression doesn't have to be something related to the skill. It could also just be an adaptation or a regression. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it says adaptation or regression there. So you can kind of, you have a choice to kind of adapt that exercise or skill or progress or regress it.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I couldn't think of good activities other than like me like skipping around a circle and then following and that be like a locomotive.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that wasn't really educational.
Yeah, and you might want to just, I don't know, sometimes you'll flip through the resources. Like if you look at the HPE at home, you'll find a resource and it'll show you 30 different skills. And you're like, oh, well, here's 30 different skills I can choose from. So if you click probably more through the resources, is probably a better resource that gives you more kind of what you're looking for. Sometimes that helps. Or if you want, just kind of scroll through the different pages and you might find something that kind of like sticks out better that shows those locomotor skills. And you could always like go to Google and go locomotor skill regression progression PDF and you might find something, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's because I was sitting here and I've been working on it in the morning and it was starting to stress me out because I feel like I kept blanking out. I think I'm going to walk away from it for like an hour or so and then come back to it.
Yeah.
I think I'm overlooking at it.
Do you think I need to make another video for it?
I just, for me, I think I'm a visual learner. So like watching the video and like your example was helpful, but I feel like my lesson is different from your lesson, so I was trying to like go between the two, but I couldn't, like I should have done something that was more matchable to your lesson, but it's kind of like more of a, I don't know if other people are having issues, I don't know if anyone's emailed you, but it's like more like I'm visual and like I was trying to follow along with your lesson plan, but I'm bad with trying to match it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like I think you can kind of, sometimes the resources really just drive the lesson plan or your idea drives the lesson plan, and either or as long as you're just filling out the criteria, you're probably going to be fine.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm trying. Like, I fixed, after I emailed you, I fixed the lesson overview and the cognitive learning outcomes to make it more detailed.
Right. Yeah, and yeah, if you have any other questions, let me know.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.